have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
In the army of the Lord. Come on, people of God. Good evening, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many soldiers do we have tonight? Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands if you're a soldier in the army of the Lord. How many of you got your war clothes on tonight? Hallelujah. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I got my war clothes on tonight. Come on here, somebody. I'm a frontliner. Hallelujah. And I'm not a sideliner. I'm a frontliner. Come on here. Glory to God. Glory to God tonight. Glory to God. We are so elated to be with you tonight. Amen. On this blessed Tuesday evening, we praise God, hallelujah, for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly. We are in awe of what God is doing in our lives. We are in awe of what he is doing in the lives of his people. So listen, people of God, go ahead and take a minute. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Listen, get them on three-way, two-way, whatever kind of way you got to get them. Tag them, email them, listen, messenger them, text them, and let them know that Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter is on the line tonight. Amen. And I have a word from the Lord. Is there a word from the Lord? Yes, there is. I came tonight to give you some hope. I came tonight to encourage you. I came to lift you up out of the pit. Come on here. And we came to send the devil to flight. Come on, somebody. So tonight we are just blessed to be here. We're yet blessed to be alive. Come on here. The death angel passed over our doorpost. And we're so happy that we're here tonight. We're standing here only because God made a way. He made a way for us tonight, y'all. He's always making ways for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank him tonight. We thank him tonight. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't tell him thank you enough. Glory to God. So tonight we want to go ahead and give a big shout out to Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Lacey's family. Yes, Lord, we thank them for the work that they're doing. We thank her for her organizational and administrative skills. Come on, somebody. We praise God for what he's doing in her life and in her children's life. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, people of God, God is up to something. Can I help y'all tonight? God is up to something big. I want you to get that in your spirit. If you don't get nothing else that I say tonight, know that God is up to something in your life. Glory to God. So let us go to God in prayer. And while we're going to God in prayer, you take this time to get yourself in order. Repent. Get it right. Come on. Come on here in expectation. Come on here in a posture of prayer. Come on here and let God have his way in your life tonight. I don't want you to leave this line the same way you came on. If you came on burdened, if you came on feeling overwhelmed, if you came on, listen, feeling downtrodden now, unhappy, unsure, hallelujah. I don't want you to leave here the same way you came on here tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So go ahead and make sure you got somebody on. Make sure you have already told them that I was here tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So let us go to the Father in prayer. Thank you tonight, oh God. We bless your holy name, Yahweh. You are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is worthy to be praised. Father, we bless you tonight. We honor you. We adore your sweet name. For there is no God like you. There's no God greater. We serve an awesome God. He's an old-time God. Yes, he is. And Father, we thank you tonight for these, your people that have assembled on this line tonight, those that will come back by replay. We thank you for them right now. Father, speak a word into their spirit, man. Something that they can apply to their lives. Father, help them to get clarity of some things tonight. Oh, God, speak direction tonight, oh, God. Hallelujah, as only you can. So, Father, we thank you for a move like never before. We thank you for an outpouring of your spirit like never before. God, we thank you for a revival that shall hit the people's hearts, oh, God, that they will have a desire to clean up their lives and to come to you. Father, help us reach those, hallelujah, that are in places that they can't be reached. But God, yo, we can speak a word, oh God, hallelujah, in the atmosphere, and oh God, that it can reach farther than what we can. And we thank you tonight, hallelujah. We send your word, hallelujah, here and abroad, and we thank you now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. We pray, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. So y'all already know I have to come on and talk about you know, things that I'm, you know, maybe on my heart, things that the Lord has impressed upon me, things that I've read, of course. Hallelujah. And so I'm just going to go ahead and go into it. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On Saturday, we were out of town in Brookhaven. Amen. And I went to do a live, but I went to do it about something. But God always has a way of making me tap into things that I've been unread, I've researched and stuff. And so I said, okay, God, if that's the way you want to go, I'm flowing with God. Because every time I flow in the spirit, lives are changed, people, answers are coming forth, people are getting direction, they're getting what they need. So listen, I can't, who am I? Listen, every program that I do, every minute, every word that I minister, it is subject to change based on what the Holy Ghost want to do. So listen tonight, things are subject to shift as the Holy Spirit leads. So just bear with us tonight. Amen. We're going to let God have his way. Amen. So listen, people of God, your president, our president, President Biden, has made an executive order, whereas every person in military must now have the COVID-19 vaccination, all right? So then that was, you know, that came in one day, and 2 days later, he comes back, President Biden, comes back, and not only did he say the military, but now every person, every federal worker, government worker, and every state worker must have the COVID-19 vaccination, right? So listen, it is putting fear in a lot of people. There are some people that are, they're just saying they have mixed messages, and I can listen. I'm not knocking that. There's some people said they have taken the vaccination. I'm not knocking that. But there's some of us are standing. We have not had the vaccination. Neither have we had COVID. All right. So I can brag on that. Let me say that I can brag on what I know. Right. So the thing is, for those of you who are having mixed emotions, let the Lord be your guide. Let Jesus, let Yahweh God be your guide, right? All right. See, I like to say the name of Jesus because Jesus is the Son of God. We all know that. But that's a universal name, right? We, everywhere you go, people are talking about Jesus, right? Amen. He is the Son of the living God. But God is his Father. Yahweh is his Father, right? So when you say Jesus, everybody know who you're talking about. Sometimes when you say Yahweh, people are like, who are you referring to? And, you know, some people don't know the Greek, the Hebrew, you know, the different languages. And so therefore, you know, until they know it, you call on Jesus and you say Jesus daddy, then they know who you're talking about, right? Anyway, all right. So here it is. My thing is, and this is me, I believe that as a born-again believer, we have every right to stand for what we believe. And if nobody don't like what we're standing for, that's them. Now, in the event the Father, Yahweh, God, tells you to take the vaccination, by all means, run, hijack your ride, do what you got to do and take it. Now, if God didn't lead you that way, you better follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. For every one of you, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So right now, the Holy Spirit has led me this way. The Holy Spirit has given me so much peace during COVID. He's given me peace even during this Delta variant. But I, as an legislative authoritative spirit in the earth, I must shut down every false prophecy that goes across the airwaves, the television, and any other avenue that I may be on, participating in, or hearing of. We got to shut the mouths of the false prophecies that are coming across the television to bring fear to the people of God, to bring fear to our elderly, to bring fear to single parents. Come on, we got to stop listening to the false prophecies of how many people have come in contact with COVID. All right. So you can go on your state. Look at your own individual state. I'm in Alabama. If you're in Missouri, look under, if you're in Illinois, look under Illinois. If you're in, Michigan, look under Michigan. Whatever state you're in, look it up. Research, look up and see, it'll show you. This is what it's going to show you. It's going to show you the number of people who have come in contact with the COVID-19, who had the COVID-19. It'll show you the amount of people. And then in the middle section, it says recovery. And it's blank. And in the ending, it shows you the death. And there's a number. So there's a number for how many people have it. And now because, you know, if you go days after they report, it'll say plus maybe 3,000 and some many more people. That's plus included. And then, but under in the middle section where it says recovered, it doesn't have a number. So they're not telling you how many people who had COVID and recovered from COVID. They only telling you about how many people got it. And the numbers are rising and they're keeping you going. And you're like a yo-yo. You up and down, up and down. You don't know what to believe, how to believe. But I want to tell you tonight, give it to God. Trust in the man who has the master plan. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Come on, somebody. I just gave you the whole thing. Now, that's it in a nutshell. All you got to do is don't lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge God, and he's going to direct you which way you should go. You got to stop listening to the television to give you your clue, to give you which way, your direction, giving you clarity. Because you got to remember, television tells a vision. They have their own narrative. They push their own narrative. So we got to switch up the narrative and say, God, your will be done. Show us your will for our lives, because my life may be different from your life. He may tell you, you may have to do it. But for me, I don't have to do it because my faith is at a level where I believe God like never before. And I ain't getting no amens on that. And I don't hear no hand clapping on that. That's all right. I don't need it. Long as heaven is backing me, I don't need nobody to say amen. Come on here. If God is saying amen, that's all I need. Glory to God. So I'm going to leave that alone. I see it's a touchy subject. I can feel the vibes. I don't have to see you. I don't have to hear your voice. I can feel it through the airwaves. Come on here. I know what I'm dealing with, but that's okay because God has given me the voice to speak, and I'm not afraid to speak. Hallelujah. Some of you got to get some holy boldness. You need it in this hour. You got to stop being cowardly and stop saying what. If you feel this way, just be a woman enough, a man enough to say, listen, I feel you, sister. I'm down with that. That's what I believe. But then y'all get around certain people. Oh, I had the investor. They said, well, me too, child. No, you ain't had it. Why are you lying? Stop trying to fit in when God has already given you a seat at the table. Get your Bible. I'm going to rush right on through it. I see y'all don't want to pray with me tonight. I feel like, oh, God, where are the believers at tonight, God? Where is your remnant of people, hallelujah, that will not bow, that will not break, even though they may be going through, even though they may be facing some hard times, but they know that you will make a way somehow. My God, tonight, hallelujah, tonight God said he's in control. So whatever you're facing, whatever you may be experiencing in your body, God is still in control. He has the power. And so if you need help, ask God. If you need a little more faith, ask God. If you need some strength, ask God. If you need some love, ask God. If you need more power, ask God. Amen. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I just need to know somebody hearing me. Somebody on that know my phone number. Text me and let me know that you're hearing me. And I'm coming out loud and clear. Because, see, sometimes when everything gets silent, I begin to say, Lord, you know, I don't want to lean to my own understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us go in the book. Hallelujah. All right. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you. I may not know that number, but I appreciate God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for telling me loud and clear. Loud and clear. Thank you, my God. Hallelujah. Thank y'all. I appreciate it. Glory to God. So listen, people of God, let us go to the book. Somebody say, it's word up time. It is word up time, and time me. Don't let me go over. Hallelujah. I just want to just enlighten us tonight. And knowledge is power. And that's a thing that we don't like to do a lot of time is read. We don't like to read the fine prints. We rush through paperwork and just sign our names on the dotted line, taking the man's word for it, taking the lawyer's word for it. We just sign our name. You signing your life away, baby. Read. Reading is fundamental. Come on, somebody. Lord, have mercy. You could be dealing with a crooked lawyer. Not only is he crooked, he's telling you he's only going to take a third, hallelujah, he done took more than 10%. Come on here. He's trying to be like God. He's trying to, listen, he wants the tithes and the offering. Lord, have mercy. But we must read, amen. So let us go to the word of the Lord. Psalms 91. We're going to the 91st division of Psalms. I'm going to start and I'm going to slow walk it down. Time me and give me 25 minutes. Amen. The Bible begins to say, I want you to hear it clearly. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely, y'all better listen to this. Now that's a promise. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee, my God, with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Somebody said, ain't coming near me. I don't care what come on the land. I don't care who make a drug. I don't care who make a plague. I don't care who make a virus. I don't care what they do that is negative toward the people of God. It shall not come nigh me. Come on, somebody. That should be your declaration. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any corona, neither shall any Delta variant come nigh thy dwelling. And that's the word of the Lord. I ain't through, but I'm going to stop right there for a moment. Listen, we're going to go back. Now, if we're saying this and you say you're a believer and you believe in that, then if you believe in that ain't nothing come out of your dwelling, then why are you so fearful? And you say, I'm so sick of people saying they living under Psalms 91. If you living under Psalms 91, why are you scared? If you living under Psalms 91, why are you getting the vaccination? Because somebody said to do it? Hallelujah. Are you listening to somebody? You got to know this world system. Hallelujah. It's controlled by the spirit of Sodom. You got to know arts and entertainment is controlled by the spirit of Sodom. Why are you allowing Sodom to tell you to go get a vaccination? And everybody that's even in government don't have a vaccination. Come on, somebody. Wake up, sleepers. Wake up out of your sleep. Hallelujah. My God, it's time to wake up. When are you going to wake up? When you get under the dirt? Come on. I don't want to go 6 feet under before I wake up. I want to wake up now. Now is the acceptable time. Glory to God. They say I'm screaming. Y'all, if I'm screaming, that's all right. You'll get it. You'll get it. It's all right. Amen. We're going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Who is the Most High? I hear some Israelites, they call the Most High, but they don't want to say God. They don't want to reverence. They don't want to say God. They want to say the Most High. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Did y'all just hear what I just said? The Bible says that he that dwelleth in a secret place, you are abiding under the shadow. Under the shadow. Do you know a shadow is not the actual person there? It's a figurine, or it is a dark surface. Let me look it up just really quick so I can just explain to you what it says about the shadow or what it means. Amen. Hallelujah. I am going to look it up really quick. Glory to God. But it is, a shadow is a dark area or shape. That's what I was looking for, the word shape. Produced by a bodily, by a body coming between rays of light and a surface. Here it is, a shadow. It's not the actual body of God, but it is a shadow of it. So you may see the shape, but it ain't God himself. Do you understand that we are hidden under the shadow? Just his shadow alone hides us. We don't have to have God back in full form, round form, but his shadow of his shadow covers, it hides us. My God, we are hidden under the shadow, mighty God. We're hidden under his shadow. Lord, have mercy. I would say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. He is my refuge. He's my strong tower in my weakest hour. The Lord is, hallelujah, he is who he say that he is. Come on here. He is the almighty, my God. He is the most high, mighty God. Hallelujah. The righteous can run in. And they will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High. Yes, God. Hallelujah. The Bible begin to say, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the noisome pestilence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mighty God. Mighty God. He will cover thee with feathers. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And his wings shalt thou trust. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth will be thy shield and buckler. He's still provided. He's still protecting us. He's the shield. He's the buckler. Come on here. He is, hallelujah, the fortress. Come on. And he's your refuge. My God, he is covering us. Everywhere we go, we're covered. We can run anywhere, but the shadow of the Almighty is covering us. He's hiding us in his secret pavilion. You who sit down in the high, in the high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Say this, God, you are my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. That's why he rescues you from hidden traps. Come on, somebody. Y'all know y'all done got yourself in some entanglement and you already was with somebody else and you got entangled with somebody else and now you don't know which way to go and God will deliver you. Come on, somebody. He will deliver you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you. Under mighty God, them you are perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Lord, he's fighting for us, y'all. His arms, he's so big and so powerful. He's omnipresent at the same time. His one arm fends off all harm. I don't care what fiery darts the devil try to throw at you. I don't care what bullets come at you. Come on here. I don't care what word curses come at you. The Lord's arm is fending it off. It will not hit you. It will not pierce you. It will not knock you out. It will not kill you because his arm. Ooh, yes, Lord. Arms, hallelujah, protect you, my God. His arms are stretched out to cover you. Under them, you are perfectly safe. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. Some of you need a whooping, but the Lord's arms are protecting you. Hallelujah. Under them, you're perfectly safe, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1,000 shall fall at that side. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's putting their mouth on you, everybody who's coming up against you, they're coming up against your character. They're coming up against your ministry. Some of them coming up against your marriage because they want your husband. Come on here, somebody. So some of them sending death to your children. They're sending torment. They're sending everything they can at your children because they can't have you, because the Bible says in order to take over a man's house, you must first bind the strong man. And if you are the strong man or woman, listen here, if they can't bind you, they're going to get those that are closest to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, my God. But 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. God is still letting you know. Don't you worry about the word curses that are, what they're saying about you. Don't you worry because they don't want to open a door for you. Don't you worry because God told some of them to bless you and they didn't. Don't you worry because they really don't have your best interest at heart. Don't you worry because they fake friends every time you all as long as you paying for everything, they down with you, they going with you. But the moment you say, I ain't got no money, they don't never offer you anything. They don't never offer you no gas. Hallelujah. They don't even let you ride in their car. But everywhere you go, you got to drive. You got to put the gas in. You got to furnish their food. They even so, they got it so bad to every time. They only take their vacation when you paying for it. My God. What about them friends? You don't need them kind of friends. Come on here. Jesus should be your only friend. My God, because you could tell him some things that he would never give that. He would never break the privacy, the trust that you have with him. He's not going to tell. He's not a tattletale. He's not a talebearer. Oh, God. He knows how to keep his tongue. He knows how to keep a secret. Some of you would have been in jail a long time ago. Some of you would have been under this jail. Some of you would have rotted in jail. But God, he made a way for you. He opened doors for you. He opened the prison bars for you. He brought you out at my shot without a doubt. I'm telling you, I know the Lord will make a way somehow. He protects you. Some of you went through the state prison, and I'm telling you, I know it's bad in there. It's bad in any prison, but guess what? You stood the test. You came through. Hallelujah. You didn't have a scratch on you, but that's because his arms, hallelujah, were protecting you. And not only that, he sent his angels. He gave his angels charge to watch over you. My God, what an awesome God. What an awesome God we serve, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You're going to see it. Listen here. You ain't going to die. Mm-hmm. Those that keep coming up against you, you're going to see their fall. You're going to see them fall. But don't you laugh. Don't you mock. Don't you say anything against it. You keep your mouth off of them because they're getting a whooping. They're getting a spanking because all the dirt they dish to you, listen, you were going through and you were struggling, but you didn't tell anybody. You still praised God. You still loved on God's people. And they were talking about you because some of them knew your business. Why? Because it was an inside job. Somebody on the inside, somebody that was close to you, began to tell your business. Come on here. And they told it to your haters. They told it to those who wanted to kill you anyway. So guess what they did? They got together and they began to chant and they began to chant and they began to say negative stuff and they began to send stuff at you. But guess what? And they lied on you. Come on here. And they tried to keep you from having a job. They tried to keep you. Listen, they even tried to get your kids taken from you. But the Lord protected you. Woo. So he says, when they're spanked, don't you laugh. Don't you put your mouth on it. He says, because you can't do that. He's listening because nobody want to be in the hand of an angry God. So when God is chastising, he said, I chastise or I chasten those that I love. So he loved them too, right? They just had the wrong person name in their mouth and they just took it to the extreme. Hallelujah. And they didn't repent of it. Hallelujah. When you were going through, instead of helping you, they threw more dirt on you. Instead of building you, they tore you down in secret. How love I said. And they begin to come to you as a friend and as if they were so concerned. But on the flip side of the story is they had no concern. They didn't care what happened. All they wanted to hear was your business so they can go tell your enemies. And they got together. They conjured up. Mm-hmm. They conjured up like a group of witches. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't know why people are coming against you. Sometimes it could be because of the way your husband loves you. It could be because of the way your husband treats you. They never had that before. And listen here. Let me just say this for some of you so super deep people. For those women who have ever tried to break up your marriage, hear this and understand this. Hear me tonight. Hear the relationship coach tonight in me just now for this right here. They could try to break up your marriage. And guess what? Because you got the strength. The Bible talks about the strange woman. They can pull your husband up out of the house because with witchcraft. Oh, yeah, it's real. But it does not affect the believers as it would a sinner, right? All right, so here it is. They pull your husband up out of the house. But guess what? He's not as good to them as he was to you. So what I'm saying is, don't try to, because the man is good to his wife, he may dog you out. Come on here. Because of the way you got him, he may treat you like a woman in the street. Hallelujah. A night woman. Oh, a woman of the night. Come on here. Where he treats his wife with royalty. He respects her. He honors her because she is his better half. Come on here. And he loves himself, so he loves her even the more. And but when he get with you, he ain't going to treat you like that. So you got to know this, people. All I'm saying, it goes both ways. The way you got him or her will be the same way you lose him or her. So if a person is involved in a relationship, get yourself up out of that. Don't you sit there and be covetous of another man's property or another woman's property. The Bible speaks of being covetous. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thy neighbor's husband, thy neighbor's ox, ass, maidservant, manservant. You are not to covet anything of thy neighbor's. That's Bible. Go back. If you don't believe me, go back and read it for yourself. Reading on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. So therefore shall no evil befall thee. Y'all hear that? Therefore shall no evil. There shall no evil befall thee. Hallelujah. Neither shall any plague. Put corona in there. Neither shall any corona. Neither shall any Delta variant. Neither shall any plague. Neither shall any anything that the enemy will try to do, even if the stock market closed, God gonna take care of us. Hallelujah. It shall not come nigh thy dwelling, right? Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. For he shall give his angels, ooh, Lord have mercy, charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Listen, who can do that but your God? Who can do that but our God? You know, you can't find that in Muhammad Ali. You can't find it in Confucius. You can't find it, hallelujah, in Allah. You can't find it in Buddha. And he ain't a genie. You can't rub on his belly and think he going to blink like Bewitched. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can't, you know, you can't, and this ain't, you know, people say, oh, you're just lucky. No, baby, you either blessed or you're cursed. Ain't no luck in it. Either you're blessed or you're cursed. Come on, somebody. And so, Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, oh God, that you are our strong tower. Evil can't even get close to us. Hallelujah. Harm can't even get through the door. Y'all don't hear me tonight. He ordered his angels to guide you whenever you go. If you shall stumble, my God. Hallelujah. So that, and that word right there, here it is. Hallelujah. He says, for he gives angels charge over thee. He says, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Even if you stumble, even if you make a mistake, people, even if you get off track, even if you get distracted, even if you stumble, because he's already given his angels charge over you wherever you go. He says their job is to keep you from falling. See, God knows that we may do something, hallelujah, that is contrary to his will. He knows that we may stumble. He knows that we may say something. But it's how you repent quickly, hallelujah, that moves his hand. Come on here. Hallelujah. He says, even if you stumble, they're going to catch you. The angels that I've assigned to you, the angels that I've dispatched for you, the angels that I've sent out to do a work for you to make the crooked places straight. Even if you stumble, they're going to catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. So don't be alarmed when you have angels that are all around you. When you have angels, hallelujah, on assignment. Because see, listen, some of you have not even asked God to send your, dispatch your angels. You got some ancient angels. You got ancient, they so old. And they're sitting there growing white hair just falling all on them. They just old and ancient because you have not put them to flight. You have not sent them to do anything. You got an angel of abundance. You need abundance in your life. Send out your angel of abundance. You need healing. Send out your angel of healing. Come on. Hallelujah. You need somebody to fight for you. God is fighting for you. Send out the warring angel. My God. Send on out, Michael. Come on here to war for you tonight. Glory to God. I don't understand. Hallelujah. We got angels that are supposed to be there to help us, assist us. They are not God. They only move at the voice of God. So you just sitting there and he already gave them charge over you. They are there to beat somebody's tail for you. Come on here. You ain't got to lift a finger. That's why it's so important that you know how to fight in the spirit. You can't beat people or hand, you know, shooting them and hitting them and stuff like that. That ain't the way the saints supposed to do it. That's not kingdom. We too dignified as kingdom people. Hallelujah. To be fighting and shooting and slapping and cussing folks out, just making God look, making God look like a mockery. That's not how we handle things over in kingdom. So if you ain't got there yet, say, God, work on me quickly, because it's time for you to get that in a hurry. It is time for you to expedite your old way, hallelujah, and give it to God so that he could change you, hallelujah, to his way. So the Bible begins to say, he says, you will walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. The Bible says, thou shalt tread upon the lion and antler, the young lion and the dragon, thou shalt trample on the feet. I'm telling you, you're gonna come in contact with some lions, tigers, and bears. Come on here. You're going to come in contact with some snakes. Oh, God, all kinds of snakes. Name them. You're going to come in contact with them. Hallelujah. You're going to come in contact with some booger bass, sea bass. My God, all kind of folks. But guess what? You're going to trample them under your feet. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Somebody say, he knows my name. Hallelujah. If you hold on to me, God is saying, if you just hold on to me for dear life, says God, he says, I'll get you out of any trouble. Y'all want to know how people can come out real quick? It's because of their obedience to God. It's because of their posture of prayer, their faith in him, and their expectation. There are four things I just named. When people have that going on a day-to-day basis, they ain't got to make it up. They ain't got to wait 10 years to get there. Listen here, when they going through trouble, God, hey, by shy, they quickly come out because they know the posture to remain in order to provoke heaven to move. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. He says, I will set him on high because I know your name. For he says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory to God. So God is saying, he says, if you hold on to me, I'm going to answer you. I'm going to get you out of trouble. I'm going to give you the best of care. See, I ain't a God that only bless you because you praise me. He said, I bless you when you walk off away from me. I bless you when you turn your back on me. I bless you when you lie in my name. He said, I'll bless you. Hallelujah. Whatever you're doing, he says, I'll bless you in spite of. Hallelujah. So there are people that you see being elevated and you say, well, God, they're not in right standings and they being blessed. Listen, God can do what he want to do for anybody that he chooses. He is no respected person. He loves you just like he loves a sinner. He said, I'm married to the backslider. So they got more grounds than what you have. Glory to God. I'm almost finished. He says, I'll give you the best of care if you only get to know me and trust me. So y'all, if he's going to give us the best of care, and all you got to do is trust him. That's having faith in him, having faith in his name, having faith in who he says that he is. The Bible says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. You must know when you come to God that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You got to know what he is. You got to know who he is. You just can't, my mama told me about him. Yeah, mama knew him for herself. Baby, you gonna have to know him for yourself. I can't get it for you. Daddy can't get it for you. You got to get it for your one self. Glory to God. He says, call on me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. See, when God bring you out, It's time to celebrate. But you can't celebrate too long because you're getting ready to go back in warfare. But when he bring you out, celebrate, rejoice, be exceedingly glad, and get back into the posture of prayer. Because trouble will come. Things will come up and down and up and down. But guess what? We already know our end. We are victorious. We are victorious in every situation. We come out smelling like a rose. Glory to God. He says, I'll give you long life. How many of you want long life tonight? How many of you want God to favor you with long life? Hallelujah. How many of you want God to give you longevity in your marriages? Oh, God. How many of you want to be successful in your careers? He says, I'll give you a long life. Give you a long drink of salvation, my salvation, says the Spirit of grace. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. Glory to God. You are covered under the shadow. Mm-hmm. Just the shadow alone. We are covered under God's shadow. It didn't say we were covered under his very body. It says his shadow. Lord, have mercy. When we get that in our spirit, how he just protects us. His arm is fighting off and defending us. His arm, come on somebody. My God, his arm alone is catching every dart, every fiery dart, every bullet. Lord, have mercy. Lord, my God is a powerful God. He's an amazing God. He's a huge, humongous God. Hallelujah. He is holy. I reverence you tonight, oh God. I reverence your sovereignty. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we're coming into alignment with your will for our lives. Father, help us to stay under the blood, oh God. Hallelujah, Father. Help us to come into alignment with your word, oh God. Hallelujah, as it pertains to us. And we thank you tonight, God, for your people. Father, we thank you for a level of understanding like never before. Sharpen tonight our discernment. Father, we thank you now, hallelujah, that we think like it, we act like it, we talk like it, we look like it, we love like it. Everything we do, when people see us, they see you. God, show up in us. Show out, oh God. Move through us, oh God. Navigate us in the realm of the spirit. Father, don't let us miss a beat. God, sharpen our eyes. Yes, now I'm saying, oh God, let us see in the realm of the spirit as you see it. Not our will, but your will be done in the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Put your sanctified hands together for the Lord tonight. Amen. We're getting ready to open up the phone lines. Dr. Kim and Kim, open up these lines. Hallelujah. We want to see who's on tonight. When you come on, tell me your name, your city, and your state. Come on, shout out your city and state. Amen. Because we're having a battle. Hey, glory to God. A fun battle, not a real battle where we fall out with each other and we kill each other. No, we're having a fun battle. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen, amen. So let's open up these lines. I hope y'all ready tonight. Hi, Adana Woski, and I hope that you got something tonight. Hallelujah.
My name is Carolyn Williamson.
Amen. God bless you.
Mississippi. And this is my second time actually on your call.
Amen. God bless you tonight. Listen, before I minister to her, I want you to make sure that you do not allow fear to cripple you, that you do not allow fear to stop you from getting what God has for you. Because what he has for you, it is for you. The devil in hell can't stop what God is getting ready to do. Amen? Hallelujah. So good to have you on tonight, Carol, and thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there a prayer request? Do you have a prayer request tonight?
No, ma'am. I was just actually introducing myself.
Oh, okay. Well, Father, we thank you for Carolyn tonight, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for allowing her to come back again on this broadcast, oh God. I praise you for it, oh God. Father God, I thank you for what you're getting ready to do in her life, how you're getting ready to show yourself mighty and strong in her life. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for her opening up her heart to receive you in a more excellent way. Father God, I thank you for the work that you have called her to do, Father, and I thank you that she shall obey. In the mighty, and I bind every form of right now. I shut down the devil right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the astral projectors. I bind the airways. I speak tonight. I take authority over it right now. Hallelujah. We shall have a free line, free, no, with in no interruptions in Jesus' name. So, woman of God, I thank God for you tonight. I thank God for you listening and tuning in. Hallelujah. The Father will have me to say to you that you are hungry, hallelujah, for the things of God. But there's still a little resistance. It's like I want this, I want this, but I'm not sure if it's for me. It's for you. God says, I called you to do a specific thing in the earth, and you must fulfill your mandate. God has given all of us things to do that we have to do in the earth. Some people die and don't fulfill their purposes, but God said you will fulfill it in the earth. You're searching. You want to know who it is, what it is that God has for you to do, what it is my purpose. Lord, I want to know my purpose. Lord, I know I'm good at this, I know I'm good at that, but I want to know what you want me to do. So the Father says to continue to seek him early while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God said to tell you that he is getting ready to lighten your load. It's like you have been having some hardships in some areas. Amen. But God says, I'm getting ready to lighten your load. It's like you and the family, whereas a lot of things, you take on everybody's problems. You are the listening ear to your family and other people. And sometimes your kindness get taken for granted. And the Father will say, continue to yield to my spirit. Don't do it from your spirit. Do it from my spirit. He says, and I will help you. I will guide you through it all. And so, but it's coming a time where you're going to have to let them have their own weight. You can't be applying all the weight on yourself because it'll cause you stress. It'll cause you to neglect yourself and things that you need to take care of because you're so busy trying to help others. So the Lord wants you to do some self-care. Let this month be a month of refreshing for you. Get you a good massage, some deep tissue. Amen. The Lord wants you to get refreshed even in your mind and your spirit. He wants you to be revived and refresh and restore. He wants to restore your family. It's like they're you are estranged from someone. I don't know who this person is in particular, but you are estranged from them. It's like estranged from them. It's like you guys were so close and things happened and now you're longing for them because you miss them. Something bad happened, a misunderstanding. But the Lord would say that he's getting ready to mend. All right, y'all know I don't play now. Don't play on this line. Make sure you mute your calls. Everybody mute their phone. Man,
I apologize. That's my 4-year-old in the other room with his daddy.
Okay, and so the Lord is going to mend the relationship. Amen. He's going to mend the relationship. Have taken a hit. Hallelujah. So God says he's bringing restoration, amen, even to your family, but he's bringing restoration to this friendship, or I don't know if you're relatives or best friends, besties, but it was something that happened and it caused you to be estranged. And so now he wants to mend those things back together. So that is the word of the Lord for you tonight. I thank you for coming on. Amen. Hope to see you again. Follow me on social media. Twitter or Instagram, amen, and all social media outlets. That's all I can say. I thank the Lord for you tonight. Good talking with you, and don't let this be my last time. Amen?
Amen, and I actually follow you on Facebook as well.
Oh, okay. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
I accept. Amen. Hallelujah. Call you on the air.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Sylvia Hunter.
Hey there, Illinois.
Come on.
Prophet, I know that voice anyway.
Chicago, Illinois, in the house.
Come on, somebody. Come on. How you doing, woman of God?
I'm blessed. Yeah. I will not complain. Hallelujah. God has been too good to me.
Amen. Yes, he has. Listen, woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling in from Chicago, Illinois. Listen, I was just watching something from Chicago. I was like, Lord, have mercy. All this going on. But anyway, here's the thing. The Lord said to tell you that even though I know the ordination service taking place, God says, listen, you didn't need an ordination service. You didn't need none of that because you already had that. Come on here. He said, whom I called, I qualified. He said, I qualified you in the womb. Come on. But the Lord want me to tell you this. He says, I'm even elevating you even from that. Hallelujah. This was for the people that's at the church. He says, but I'm elevating you from that. There shall be a fresh wind. I'm going to say, there's a fresh wind that's blowing your way. Hallelujah. Fresh ideas. Hallelujah. That's first thing that God is getting ready to allow you to do. Listen here, woman of God, your ministry, hear me good, and don't mistake nothing I'm saying. Your ministry is getting ready to take off. And if I know I'm a prophet of God, I don't say that if I be a prophet of God. I know I'm a prophet of God. Your ministry is getting ready to take off. God said, okay, I let them gave you the papers, but you didn't need them because I already qualified you. And I'm the one that's going to back you, says the Spirit of Grace. So now it's time for you to put things in motion. Get everything. This month alone, it's a great month. But next month, we're getting ready to go into our new year next month. Come on here. God said, that shall be preparation, preparation, preparation. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Because when October hit, November hit, December hit, your paperwork ought to be back in order. And it's time to give it a name and to give it an EIN. Come on here. Give it an incorporation and yada, yada, yada. Yes. Glory to God. I feel Jesus tonight. It is your season, your set time. Glory to God.
Thank
hallelujah.
Because
you still ain't. I don't care what they did. I don't care what they did at that church. You still ain't going to be accepted. You're not going to be accepted because you're bigger than what they say. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your anointing is bigger, mighty God. Hallelujah. That's what people give you credit for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank you tonight, God, for the woman of God. Hallelujah. For your vessel of honor, God. We pray over her life that she will complete every assignment, every mandate that you have ordained for her to do, oh God. Hallelujah. Every place that her feet shall tread, oh God, she will not fear Corona, the Delta variant. God, she's going to walk in it knowing that if you protected all these years,
hallelujah,
you shall surely cover her now. And Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. See, God says, you know, you are an end time. You are end time. So you know what is here. You know what is to come. So you shouldn't be afraid because he allows you to live so that you can tell others, so that you can help others. He allows you to live so that you can. Hey, my God.
Lord,
listen here. You will be a spokesman. Hallelujah. For those that are over 60, you're going to be the spokesperson that says, listen, y'all, don't get afraid. Cut out them TVs. I see you posting stuff and putting it on the doors. I see God using you to put special messages on the door. Yeah, listen, you ain't even got to put your name under the bottom. God says, I'm going to let you tag doors. He says, I'm going to let you put words. He says, you're going to put a word that I give you to put on their doors. Hallelujah. You're going to minister to them like that because some of them are, oh, you know, they crabby. They some of them are disgruntled. They got all kind of emotions going on. But the Father said, I'm going to use you. You're going to be prophesying to them and they ain't going to know what hit them. It is because of the favor that's on your life. It's the favor that's on your life, not on theirs, but on your life, that I'm going to move for you, says the Spirit of Grace. Says the Spirit of Grace. And God says, even there shall be a place, a room in there where you shall be able to use, hallelujah, and bring them together and teach them what is to come. Teach them so that they don't be afraid because some of them are so traditional and have so much religiosity. So God says, I shall use you as a voice and they will see your life. They will see you and they will listen. They have not been wanting to listen, but God says, I'm going to make them listen because they need to know the truth. God said, don't you bend it to fit them. Don't you bend it to make it blow over easy. He said, give it to them like I give it to you. Don't change it to make them feel comfortable. He says, no matter what I say to you, say it like I say it. Say it when I say it and say it how I say it, says the Spirit of God. And we thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God. Glory to God. I'm not going to take any more calls tonight. I'm going to just talk to you for one more minute. Hallelujah. Yes, there's been some things that have gone on, transpired that it seemed like a little hardship was going on, some things, but you were steady doing what you know to do. You were steady. God never let you miss the beat, but there were some things more that you wanted to do that you really may not have had all the finances to do it with because you're trying to stay budgeted. But God said to tell you tonight that you don't have a budget.
Hey, glory.
He said, stop trying to budget yourself. He said, if you budget yourself, you're saying that I'm not an unlimited God. He said, don't you put me in a box. You can't be budget. He said, don't put me on no budget. I'm God. I bless how I be in millions and thousands and hundreds of thousands. He said, don't you put me on no budget.
God. Hallelujah.
Because listen here, you can't take it with you when you're gone.
Thank you.
So God says, do what I say do. And don't budget me. And don't you let nobody lowball me.
Because
I'm a big God. And I'm doing big things in the earth.
Oh, God.
Through my people, through my vessels. He said, I ain't coming back here to do nothing. He's not. People got to understand God is using his vessels in the earth. We are walking epistles. God is not coming down off the throne to come throw you no blessing in your lap. Huh? He's going to allow us to speak it. As we speak it, shall it manifest. So shall it manifest. And we thank you tonight, God. Listen, people of God, I love y'all. I got to go. Listen here, I got to get out of here. But listen, I want y'all to meet me next Tuesday night at the same bat time, same bat station. You have been listening to the voice of the original, only Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. Until next time, shalom.
Shalom.
Give you another my testimony.